Let us pray. May I speak in the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a bit chilly this morning. Yeah. And I believe God's word is going to warm us up. The topic of my message this morning is God speaks. God revealed in nature. Here in Psalm 19, God speaks. One of the things I love about God is that His words are sweet. And that makes the Christian faith so positive. If you are the type that like to keep up with news, in recent times, it is almost so negative. The worst hurricane that hit the United States in 12 years. Terrorist attack in Barcelona. The news about the escalating tensions between North Korea and United States. And it goes on and on and on and on. So how do we take in all these? Here are the sweet words that reveal God's divinity, the beautiful words that heal, give peace and life in Psalm 91. I think they will help us to cope with the day-to-day sad news. The Psalm 19 is divided into two parts. In the first part, the creation reveals God's glory. That covers from verses 1 to 6. While in the second part, God is being revealed through His law, the Torah, Jewish written law. From the first part of Psalm 19, verses 1 and 2, have it that the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the works of His hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out in all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. Wow. God's wordless revelation in the universe. The spacious heaven, sun and moon, stars and planets, in the text have mouth, and they use their voices insistently declaring God's splendor as they shine. The amazing thing about this is that the message they communicate is, in one way or the other, is heard universally. And they pour out the speech. And any willing hearer can get the message. Their message reveals God's internal power. When I look at the heavens and reflect on its beauty, it does communicate something about God's internal power and divine character to me. I will encourage us to experiment on this if we have not. So God is revealed through creation. In the second part of Psalm 91 we read, God is being revealed through the Torah. Verses 7 to 9 shows this. The law was used there with God before the Lord was there with God before all things were created. We will come to that later. God is not going to speak through the law, through his word. The law in this context brings us to the Torah, which was the law God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai, commonly known as the Old Testament or the Hebrew Bible. It was a rule given by God to his chosen people to guide their conduct. Here, God revealed himself and his rule to his people in words. That same word became flesh and dwelt among us in the person of Jesus Christ. If we look at John, Gospel of John chapter 1 and 1, verse 1, and verse 14 of it, and 18 as well, it gives us the details. Now, Jesus spoke to early Christians directly, teaching them the way of life, and commissioned the 12 who continued in that same teaching and wrote some of what they witnessed, which became part of the gospel we read today. Jesus himself is that word of God, and he still speaks to us today through the Bible. Often, when we think about God's word, it seems difficult and hard to cope with. But it's amazing how the psalmist describes his perception of God's words. It gives strength and comfort to men. The law is the word of God, and it is perfect, and it revives the soul continuously. It is life-giving. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The word testifies to God's character and transforms the simple, that is, open-minded person. The precepts of the Lord are definite rules, the keeping of which gives a clear conscience. The commandment is a divine imperative, which shines as a guiding light to men who seek the way of life. The fear of the Lord, which the law aims to inculcate, brings freedom from the debasing practices. All these qualities make the revealed word of God in our inward being more desirable than wealth and more pleasurable than honey, as seen in verse 10 of that same psalm we read. We have seen the beauty and the richness of the word of God. They are absolutely appealing. Christianity is about relationship. And that is relationship with God. In human relationships, communication is very, very important. Because through that, we know ourselves better and share with each other. Likewise, it is important to establish this in our relationship with God. We do speak to God when we pray, yes, but I believe that God would like to speak to us in return. One of the ways God speaks and reveals himself is through his word. As Christians, it is important that we hear him always. That is why we are encouraged to study his word, the Holy Bible. It is important for Christians. And it's important for us to do so always. It might be difficult to to start. But when we do, the Holy Spirit is there to strengthen us. In our liturgy every Sunday, God is being revealed through the Bible reading, like we've just done now, through the sermon, as I'm here, delivering it, and then the beautiful song that we have sung. But as we are in relationship with Him, He wants to be in constant communication with us, as we would like to be with the people we love. So we are called to do this always, not only on Sundays. Opportunities are offered on weekdays, which will make us to continuously hear Him. We offer home group Bible study classes, where we learn more about God in the Bible, and God speaks to us through His Word, as we reflectively study His Word. It does give us room to ask those questions about life challenges we would have loved to ask on Sundays, or topics in the Bible we need clarification. Men's fellowship is another opportunity as well, coming up very soon. And as well, coffee break at the rectory. I suppose we all as Christians have Bible in our homes. God wants to talk to us every morning before we leave to work, before we start our domestic works. He wants to say good morning to us, as we would like to say to people we are in relationship with when we wake up in the morning. He would like to instruct us on how we would get about our daily activities, as we would like to instruct our children before they leave to school. I echo the words of the psalmist. His commandment is divine and shines as a guiding light to men who seek way of life. The question is, how do we give Him chance to do that? And secondly, how do we do that if we would want to? It is just simple. It is by reading a text from the Bible reflectively and allowing it to speak to us. There are Christian daily Bible study guides which covers the whole year. Our lectionaries are another help, and other materials that will guide us through the year to enhance our Bible knowledge. I would encourage us to develop the habit of following these materials up. Though life is demanding, that if we could create a space to study the Bible, God will always speak to us, and we will hear Him in return. In His words, there are answers to those life-challenging problems that we have not been able to find the solutions. Just have a look at those beautiful promises in the psalm we read. His words are pure, trustworthy, and life-giving. It cleanses us from sin, guides our feet, and liberates us from sinful life. We cannot live a good Christian life without constantly hearing God's word. Finally, the more we draw nearer, allowing Him to speak to us, our lives will be illuminating just as the heaven, sun and moon, stars and planets, utters forth a glorious voice, forever singing as they shine, visibly seen. so shall our lives be a medium through which God will speechlessly declare his glory. Dear Lord, your word has gone forth, and you and your word are sent. Minister to us where we need you, and as you minister to us, let your glory reflect